awe and Agrippa, but when I heard what tonight's theme was, you know, I thought, well, I can't go past that. You know, there's so many things in the Bible about God and His greatness. And, you know, we might think about going to the end of Job, right? When God questions Job. Some of my favorite passages, some of those passages, though, kind of make my head hurt because I can't fathom what God is asking. And that's really the point. But we read about His great power there at the end of the book of Job. We even look at some of the places such as Isaiah and Jeremiah as they talk about God and how wonderful He is and how His hand is not short and that He wants to save. And we see how great and loving a Father we have. But open your Bibles to Psalm 139. What I believe is a powerful text about God. Not going to do a lot of talking myself other than just brief comments on certain parts of this, but I want us just to read through. He says, David does, O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it all. You know, even before we speak, even before a word comes out of my mouth, the God in heaven, the Creator of all the universe, knows You and knows me so well. Sometimes we just talk about the hairs on our head. That's nothing, really, compared to what He's talking about here, that God knows me so intimately, He knows me so well, that before I take the breath to speak, God already knows what I'm going to say. He's already aware. You know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. As I think about what God has done, as we think about what God has done, it reaches this point where it leaves us behind. It leaves our intellect behind. It leaves our ability to comprehend it behind, right? I can't comprehend the love of God. I can't comprehend sending Jesus Christ to this earth and dying. I can't comprehend in my own mind making that kind of decision for someone that I love. And yet God's love is so much greater. But He says that knowledge, the knowledge of God is so great. It's too high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You're there. If I make my bed in Sheol or the grave, in other words, if I make my bed in the grave, behold, You're there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there Your hand will lead me and Your rod hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to You. Be in the darkest place you can imagine. Me and Jonah have been down into caves where it was so dark, the total absence of light, and it was so dark you could not see anything. You could not put your hand right here and know it, but let me tell you, God was seeing us and it was like it was perfectly lit. He says, darkness is like light to You, O God. He says, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to You. For You formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in Your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. I don't know 10 seconds from now about Nathan, but God knows all the way to the days that my life ends on this earth. Every moment, every word. And He knew them when He formed me in my mother's womb. You know, He would tell Isaiah and Jeremiah both about forming them in in their mother's womb and that he knew them before they were even able to know him. I tell you what, your mother is not the first person that you know. The first person you know is God, as he forms you in your mother's womb. It's an amazing thing to think like that. That God knows the days for me before there is even one of them. He says, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. You know, as I think about this and I think about that God's from the very beginning of my life, I think about that God knows everything about me. He's everywhere I am. I cannot hide from Him. I cannot escape Him. You know, it should be that God's thoughts are kind of important, right? God's thoughts are recorded in the Bible. He says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. You know, wonderful thing about God's Word is it just is so much depth to it. And the more we study it, the more there is to know, more there is to find, the more there is to give to our lives. Dropping down to verse 23, and this is our invitation tonight. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. May we pray that God look at our hearts, and that if that God see anything that is spiritually harmful to me, and that God do something to stop me, that He might lead me in paths everlasting. God knows your heart. You know your heart. God knows my heart. I know my heart. And we have to be honest with ourselves, because I guarantee you God is not going to believe the lies. He doesn't believe the facades. He sees through all the little ways that we try to disguise who and what we might be. But at the end of the day, darkness is like light, and your heart is an open book to the God of heaven. If there is ways within you that are harmful to your life spiritually, do away with those things. Get them out of your heart and follow God in the ways of righteousness. If we can help you with that this evening, we hope that you will let us, as together we stand and as we sing.